So, Danielle, at this point, I'm going to invite you and everybody else who's attending the service this morning. Let's just take a half minute or a minute just to go into the silence, allow ourselves to listen to the Spirit, listen to those things that we do have control over, the power to give, the power to love, the power to be kind, the power to be compassionate. And let us listen in celebration to that 8% of our imperfections, knowing that it's what makes us incredibly unique. It's what makes us incredibly blessed as we share in a oneness. So let's do this in some silence. Meister Eckhart once said that if the only prayer that we ever prayed was thank you, it would be enough. And so I call you out of the silence, back into your surroundings, back into your awareness of our togetherness via Zoom. You need to do so in that spirit of gratitude, a deep appreciation for all that there is, what we can and cannot control, and mostly for the opportunity for us to get together this morning to pray, to listen, to sing, to celebrate the incredible oneness that we share. And so it is. Amen. Daniel, do you have another verse or something to take us out of meditation?
I sure can, yeah.
Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in, get ready, my soul. I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready, my soul.
Sing that one time with me.
Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in. Get ready, my soul.
Diving in.
I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the deepest kind of love, sweetest kind of life, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready, my soul. Get ready,
You know what? If I were there in person, I've made some new music. Feels like a lifetime ago, but it was only a few months ago that I released a new album. And there are a couple of songs off that album that I would definitely have sung if I were there in person. So I definitely want to do one of them for you right now. And I also want to thank you for having me. I have enjoyed visiting Fox Valley every time I've come. I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times, would you say? And I've told you in person, and I'll tell you through this little glowing green dot on my computer, that I always sincerely enjoy coming. It's I know what a special and friendly and lovely group that you guys have going there. It's really a great place. So the fact that I'm able to visit without getting on an airplane is a nice thing for me. What can I tell you? I'm glad to sing for you today. Sincerely. That's first of all. Second of all, some of you, I think, have joined me on my slew of online shows that I've been doing. Yeah, a few of you have. Yeah. So if you didn't hear me, this isn't self-promoting in any profiteering way. I'm just mentioning that what I've done is two insane series of concerts, 12 nights in a row, 12 concerts on Facebook Live, which means they're just free streaming shows. So I come back into this room most likely. I don't think I have another room to go into at this point. But I just announced yesterday or the day before that I'm going to do another 12. Another 12 straight nights of music that starts a week from tonight. My Facebook is just Daniel Namod USA. And if you're wondering why it's Daniel Namod USA, that's because there is, believe it or not, another Daniel Namod who writes songs. He lives in Israel. And his name is Daniel Namod. And his songs are not good. And I can't believe that there's a Daniel Namod who writes songs, but there is. And so I had to call myself Daniel Namod USA, even though if you've known me for 5 seconds or heard me sing for 5 minutes, you know that I love USA, proud to be American, but I sing for the whole world. But I had to identify myself one way or another, and that just seemed like the natural way to do it. So Facebook, Daniel Namod USA, starting next Sunday night. Tune in for 30 or 40 minutes of live music just like this every night for 12 nights, and you can watch all the older shows, all 24 of them. The sound is hit and miss because I'm still trying to figure out how to make it sound decent. But there are some nice shows. I think you'd enjoy yourself if you have some time to kill, and you know you do. Stop by Facebook, Daniel Namod USA. So a week from Sunday. That's kind of the only thing to mention. But this is one of the new songs, and it's a true story. And I've mentioned my boy now several times, and you already know, therefore, what I consider not just the choice that we all have to make, but in some sense, for me, in my opinion, the highest choice that a person could make. This was a song written, inspired by a phone call that we got from Jude's teacher. And like I said, he's in second grade now, but a year or so ago, we got a phone call from his teacher, and it turned into a song, which made it onto the new album. So here you go, one more song for you. Lately I've been thinking about what motivates me to give a couple dollars to a stranger on the street, to hold the door, carry groceries, help a neighbor in need. When history repeats itself in headlines every day, solutions never big enough for problems that we face. As a man, as a dad, what difference can I make? Cause I know better than to think I'll be remembered for a favor or a quarter or a smile.
old, but maybe before I return to sender, I can do one thing worthwhile. So I'm gonna try, I'm gonna try to raise a kind child. Sure would help if our boy went and got an MBA and took care of his artist mom and dad in their old age. But let's face it, Wall Street probably isn't in his DNA. But when his first grade teacher said she wanted us to know, it's Jude who always comforts any kid who sits alone. There's just so much pride my heart can take. My retirement can wait. Cause I know better than to think I'll be remembered for a fortune or a pension or a prize. Oh, but maybe before I return to sender, I'll have done one thing worthwhile. So I'm gonna try, I'm gonna try to raise a kind child. I don't want him to think the world is his to save. It's too much pressure anyway, can't be done. I don't want him to think he has to be a saint, 'cause the truth is saints don't have any fun. Mostly I just hope, my boy, you'll come to understand, no 401k or GPA can make a happy man. It's having roots, doing good, helping out where you can. So put down roots, do some good, take somebody's hand. And you'll know better than most what really matters, what makes living this life worthwhile. And there may come a day your own kids will remember how their granddad used to say with a smile that he raised. We raised a kind child.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome. You know what? Actually, I want to say one more thing in thanks that I get sometimes a little sarcastic or a little flip or simple about something that I'm saying when I actually mean something more heartfelt than I said. Let me tell you why I appreciate getting a chance to sing for you right now, because it's the same reason why I did all those concerts and why I'm doing more of them, is that the thing that I love to do is to sing a song to make somebody's day better. It sounds like it's all about me, but I actually don't mean it all about me. I actually love singing a song that makes somebody's day better. And among multiple things that have been hard for a singer-songwriter, full-time musician, of the multiple things that are hard for somebody who makes a living in concerts, which have all been canceled, for me, it was the shutting off of the pipeline of the thing that I love to do the most, right? The thing that I love to do the most is to make somebody's day better with a song, and suddenly every flight was canceled, every concert, every conference, every church service. And so Facebook, I've never liked Facebook. I never cared about Facebook. I hadn't logged into Facebook in 9 months before all this happened. But I'm grateful to Facebook, because what Facebook did is it gave me the opportunity to press broadcast or record and do the thing that I want most to do. For those who are interested in receiving it, I want to give it, you know. So, Michael, what you've done and what all of you have done by showing up today, amongst many, many others over the last, you know, couple of months, have given me not just a little bit of money, which is also no small thing, right, because my livelihood disappeared, but much more important, really, is you've given me the opportunity to share with you, to say hello to you, to tell you that I know that you and I and all of us, we really are okay and have always been and will always be okay. That's the thing I want to say more than anything. And I wouldn't have had the chance without your invitation today to say that to my friends in Fox Valley. So it's very special for me. That's what I really meant to say. So thank you for logging in and giving me the opportunity to share who I am and what I am and what I think and what I sing. It's worth more than gold to me. I hope you've gotten something out of the morning, and I hope that you have a beautiful Sunday.